That's cool.
Exactly.
What?
That's cool.
So you don't got no chin. How about that?
I ain't got no chin.
You just got dropped against a nigga nobody ever heard of.
That's
you're
good.
34. I'm 24.
And we in the same position, dickhead.
December 9th, live on DAZN pay-per-view, the best will take on the best when Devin Haney, the undefeated, former undisputed 135-pound title holder, will challenge Regis Prograis, the WBC 140-pound champion, and the man that many believe is the number one fighter in the junior welterweight division.
Okay. I'll be ballin' anyway. God don't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. A nigga never learn to save. I'll be ballin' anyway. God don't make no mistakes. Life is give and take.
Needed something wavy to get my point across. I work for myself, so I guess I work for a boss.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast. And y'all heard the drop we just played. You know what I'm saying? Regis Prograis versus Devin the Dream Haney. We better talk about that fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. You know what I'm saying? I got my boy B here with me. You know what I'm saying? We finna talk some casual boxing. You know what I mean? So that's what we're gonna get into. You feel me?
In the windshield dunk contest, jump over a lamb and did a windmill. They asked me how I feel. I told them never better. Smoking on op, I roll more L's than pellet. I stay fly. Yes, I'm fly. Land on Mike Pence. I do some stupid shit. Don't let them dog me.
Let's get it.
Wearing black with gold trim. He's undefeated at 24-0 with 13 wins coming by way of knockout. He weighed in at 175¾ pounds, and he's fighting out of Houston, Texas! Ladies and gentlemen, Cedric Agnew!
Let's get it, let's get it. What's good, my boy? What's good, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. We about to talk about, you know what I'm saying, Devin and Dream Haney. We also going to talk about some more, you know what I'm saying, some casual boxing talks, fights that just happened. Plus some fights that's coming up, man. You know what I'm saying? So how you doing, boy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. A little nervous, you know what I'm saying? First time on a podcast, hey, but man, I'll be all
right. You know, it's nothing, man. It's nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just casual boxing talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's just how we chop it up. You know what I mean?
Close that.
So, I mean, matter of fact, let's just go on to the Ryan Garcia versus Oscar fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you said you didn't check pretty much, you know, any of it out. I watched it, you know what I'm saying? I forgot I had, you know, the DAZN app, checked it out, you know what I'm saying? It went how I expected it to go, but I definitely expected Ryan to get him out of there a little earlier, but I feel, you know, he haven't fought since the Take fight. So, you know, Oscar, he was definitely a tough competitor. Definitely, he was a live dog in the fight, and that's one thing he came to do. He came to fight, so... fight went a little longer than I expected, but nonetheless, he did what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean?
I thought, you know, through all them emotions he was displaying in the press conferences, you know, that he might have, you know, came up a little short, Garcia, in the fight. But you were right, man. You told me, you know?
I mean, a lot of people expected that because, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, he displayed, you know, emotions or whatnot. But what, you know, what people don't understand is, at the end of the day, like I said, Oscar, he was a live dog in a fight. But to fight a caliber of a fighter like Ryan Garcia, he showed that, nah, at that quiet moment, he didn't really belong there. I mean, he belonged in a fight because, you know what I'm saying, he came to fight. But, nah, he ain't belong there, man, not at all. I mean, but, nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? That's what that was, man. But I'm here to talk about the Regis Prograis versus Devin Haney fight, man. I know lots of people been counting my mans out, you know what I'm saying? Nobody is really giving Regis a chance, man. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, a puncher always got a puncher's chance. You know what I'm saying? Regis cracked harder than he cracked harder than Lemachenko. And he cracked harder than I forget Kambosos. I mean, he's a true 140 pounder. I mean, I mean, so
how do you see, like, from your perspective, yeah, the fight display coming out? Like, what do you see it?
Man, it's kind of hard to say how do I, you know, like, where I see it, only because, like, I know what Regis can do in that ring. And we all seen what Devin can do. But sometimes certain fighters, you know, step their game up just a little bit more for certain fighters. You know what I'm saying? Like, we seen it with the Bud Crawford versus
Errol
Spence fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We seen that Errol Spence, we knew what he was coming with, and we also knew what Terrence Crawford was coming with. But nobody gave, I'm not going to say nobody, a lot of people weren't really giving Bud a chance because they seen what Earl bought. I mean, but certain fighters, when they placed in front of certain people, just amped their game up just a little bit more. And mm-hmm, that's what he did on the night. So on this night of, you know, Saturday, December 9th, Devin is going up against Regis, definitely a power puncher. And lots of people don't think Regis can box, but I've been around Regis long enough. I've seen Regis long enough, you know what I'm saying? I know that, you know what I'm saying, you know, the boy can box. He can definitely box. But like I tell people, it's kind of hard to go in there and box people when you just, when you hit them and you hurt them. What you trying to fucking box for? We don't get paid for fucking overtime. If I hit you and I hurt you, I'm getting you the fuck up out of there. I'm not finna box you for to show the crowd that I can box. No. Fuck the fans. I mean, I'm not going to say fuck the fans, because, you know, the fans make you who what you are. You know what I'm saying? You know, we need that support. They need that support, definitely. But I'm not going to sit there and give you a chance to get back in the fight by just boxing you and not getting you the fuck up out of there. If I hit you and I hurt you, you're gone.
I mean, but you don't feel that's what Devin's going to do? He's going to go in there and try to, you know, outpoint him, box, you know, that's, I mean, all he's going in there to do. Because, I mean, I don't think Devin has any, you think he got any power?
I mean, he's acting like he do, you know what I'm saying? He's telling the boy that, that, you know, he's going to be a different cat at 140. So we don't know. Devin fought his whole career thus far at 35, you know what I mean? He became undisputed at 35. So, man, 40 can be something different for him. But what I say, I've been hearing people say, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all going to see his true power at 40.
So nah. What? Like, when you go up in weight, your power can change up?
Hell no, nah, man. Not to my knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know that this saying in boxing, I'm going to pause before, you know what I'm saying, before I complete the statement to get the viewers and the listeners out there a chance to, you know what I'm saying, fill in that blank. Boxers, not my fault. Punches aren't made. They're born. You're born a puncher. You know what I'm saying? I can teach you in the gym, or I can learn, you know what I'm saying, like, you can learn from certain trainers how to turn your punches over more and get more power behind your punches.
Right.
But I can't teach you how to be a knockout artist. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's in you.
Yeah, it's in you. Just like Tyson. Word. Tyson went, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can lift as many weights as you want to. I seen plenty of cock strong people go in that ring and still, you know what I'm saying, can't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Because that power don't translate to that power. You know what I mean? So he can do a lot of strength conditioning exercise and all the speed, agility exercises he want, but he's still not, at the end of the day, he's still not a puncher. You know what I mean? Like, right. he's not that natural puncher. Versus, like, on the other hand, Regis, he's that natural puncher. He's shown that in plenty of fights, you know what I'm saying? Knocking out ex-champions and everything. So he's displayed that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can go down Regis' resume and you can see that he knocked out people with known names.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can go down Devin Haney's record and see that he's knocked out people with known names. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's not the same. And to be honest, I really think, in my opinion, based off Regis' last performance, see, this is where I'm I'm not gonna say I'm in a rock between a hard place, but this is where I'm like, at like
like 50-50 or go either way?
Possibly. Only because I'm like, Devin Haney and Bill Haney approached Regis with this fight after his last performance where he fought in Louisiana, his hometown, against I forgot the guy's name, but they approached him based off his last performance. And so what I'm thinking is the Haneys definitely seen something in Regis.
So to feel how like, was his performance wasn't that well?
It was to most boxers, the hardcores and the casuals. It was more, you know what I'm saying, it was lackluster. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't what they expected, especially off of a win that he picked up versus Zepeda. You know what I'm saying? With knocking Zepeda out, you know what I'm saying? Like in the fashion he knocked him out in. So coming off a win like that versus this guy, a guy that most casuals or even the hardcores never heard of, they expected Regis to go in there and
dominate.
And definitely. So he struggled with the guy. But what I tell people is it don't matter who you struggle with at the end of the day, as long as you get the win. That's what most like to think. But they say he struggled with this guy. I say look at it like this. This how I flip it up. Because I had those challenges as well. And a lot of boxers have, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't finna sit there and deny that. But let's look at it like this. Regis struggled to knock that guy out. Yes. Let's say he did. But a lot of boxers know that the hardest guys to knock out are those ones who get in that ring fighting to just survive. Mm. By getting there with a fighter who know I can punch,
right?
His whole game plan changed, and now he's going into survival mode. Oh. Now I'm just fighting to survive. I'm not trying to get knocked out. Same thing with the Charlo fight when he fought Canelo.
Right.
Canelo hit him. Now, Canelo, I'm not going to lie. Canelo couldn't knock him out if Charlo would have fought how we known Charlo to fight. But Charlo resorted to what?
Moving
just,
in feet.
He's just surviving. I'm going to survive. I felt this man power. Mm. And I'm not going to fucking get caught with that again. I'd rather survive and lose a decision to go out flat on my back.
And get that paycheck. Let's not forget to get
the
paycheck.
definitely. But that's exactly how that was. So are you gonna say Canelo? He's a bum. He's not powerful. He's not what we thought he was. Nah, because Canelo have all the accolades he have. You know what I'm saying? Gotten thus far fighting the people who have fought. You know what I'm saying? Beating the people who have beat. Beating multiple world champions. So we're not gonna say that. So I'm gonna just say, you know what I'm saying? Regis was in there. He was in there with a live dog, but. Just a dog, just willing to, just going in there, just looking to survive. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I was saying,
So you think Haney and his pops then seen something.
What I'm trying to see, that's what I'm like caught in between a rock and a hard place. Cause I'm like, they seen something. Mm. What did they see?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it can't be just, his performance based off he couldn't knock this man out. And this man, and I know the Haneys looked at it like, this man ain't even a quarter of the boxer that we are. Mm. Like, we are dust this man in a boxing match. Yes, he would.
Who Regis fought, was he like a Haney? Is he a boxer? or was he more like, you know, same kind of.
He was known somewhat as like someone like a boxer, but more so of a slash puncher, but not that much of a boxer. Mm-hmm. He have a like a he don't have a fan favorite style, mm-hmm. need I say? But you know, he was getting the job done. You know what I'm saying? He was he was winning fights. It's what landed him a fight with Regis. Mm-hmm. But I'm still stuck on what they seen in Regis on that night.
They probably just think he can outpoint him. You know what I'm saying? He could go to, what, 12? They're going to go 12, 10?
That's still a dangerous task only because he have the equalizer with that fucking left hand Regis have. The equalizer meaning that he can shut your lights out
right.
If he landed. Or when he landed. That can be all she wrote.
Right.
Now, Devin at that point of approaching Regis with that fight was at the top of the game.
Undisputed, right?
Yeah, undisputed. So what make you want to go to 40? Now I know he said that making 35 was, you know, a bit hard for him. He'd been at that way for a long time. And, you know, and Haney's, he's a pretty big boy, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's pretty big. So he can definitely make 40, and fill out into that weight class. But.
I mean, if you were to do at 40 what you did at 35, though, I don't think I want to see the fights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
Haney just—I don't know. Is it? I ain't taking nothing from him. He's a fighter. But I don't know. It's just there's no excitement. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, at the end of the day, you have people who love boxers, and you got people who love punchers.
Mm.
When people tune in to see Tank fight, what they pay to see?
Knockout.
They paying to see knockouts. People tuned in to see Tyson fight. What they tuned in to see?
Knockout.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now when people tune in to see Floyd fight, what they tuned in to see?
That boxing.
Exactly. Or they either pay to see him lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight up.
So Haney bring that. He bring that aspect to the fight. You're paying to either see him lose or you're paying to see this boy put on a superb boxing performance.
True that.
You're not paying to see him knock nobody out because you know this motherfucker don't produce knockouts.
Exactly.
That's not him. You know what I'm saying?
Another Shakur.
Yeah. So when you're paying to see Regis fight or you're tuning in to see him fight, you're tuning in to see knockouts. So this is a classic match of the boxer versus the puncher. But like I said, people underestimate Regis' boxing skills because they see him always knocking people out. They don't see him boxing as much, but he can box. Mm. And I think on December 9th, he's going to prove that he can box as well. But if he hurt him, don't look at the Regis to keep boxing this man. He's going to get the man out of there.
If he go past 6, who taking it?
Ah! Regis still got a chance to take it if he go past 6.
Yeah.
Only because even the fight was a pain. I believe it was like the 10th or the 11th round, Regis knocked the paid out. So Regis, his power carry on through the rounds.
Right.
He's not that one trick pony where his power only lasts, you know, that first half of the fight, you know? And somebody gonna get in there and think, as long as I weather the storm through these first 6 rounds, I'll be cool. Nah. You gotta be on your A game from round 1 to round 12.
But if he getting outpointed from them 6, if he losing 6 rounds, you know what I'm saying?
If he losing 6 rounds, like I said, but still, even in Tyson fight, let's say you was watching Tyson fight, right? And Tyson getting his ass whooped round 1 through round 8. You still not count Tyson out.
Hell no.
Only because you like at the end of the day, Tyson got that equalizer.
Most def.
Same thing with Deontay Wilder. He can be losing the whole fight.
Yeah.
He got that equalizer.
Oh, Steph.
Just like when Tyson Fury, I'm not Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, when he was fighting Ortiz, he was losing the fight.
Hmm.
On my scorecards, he was losing the fight. But once he let that motherfucking right hand go, hit him with it, Ortiz got the motherfucking tussie rolling and got the fuck up out of there. You know what I'm saying? He got the equalizer, man.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So all it takes is that one shot. That's the same thing with Regis, man. All it takes is that one shot. And if he land that shot, trust me, he's going to get that man up out of there, man. Like, he's not going to sit there and play around with that, man. That's no need to. Like, why am I going to sit here and play around with you? We get you the fuck up out of here, man. I'm not going to sit here and just, you know what I'm saying, be doing all this bullshit with you. For what? I'm not going to pay overtime, man.
I just feel like, look, if he didn't, you know, he ain't getting it early, I don't think Haney gonna let him have it in the later rounds, you know, because he going to win that fight. He's thinking about points. He ain't trying to knock that boy out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, definitely.
That got to be the game plan. We got to outpoint them.
But I'm not going to lie. Man, if Regis hit Haney with any of those left hands like Lomachenko's in them, man.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to be, hey, Bill Haney going to be on the corner talking about that.
He needs some milk.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Regis got lightning in that motherfucking left hand, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even, like, early on in Regis' career, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, our coach put us in there together, you know what I'm saying? So we can just move around and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Regis work on his defense and just moving around the ring, just utilizing his ring generalship, you know what I'm saying? And I got in there on some you know what I'm saying? He's just a 40 pounder. I'm a 75 pounder. But we wasn't sparring. We was just moving around, like I'm saying, like with no headgear on. I think Regis had, I'm definitely sure Regis had his mouthpiece in. I ain't put my mouthpiece in. I'm just moving around. We just touching. We just using touch shots, you know what I'm saying? And Regis like kind of like popped me in the lip, you know what I'm saying? Split my shit, you know what I mean? I ain't telling the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, at the time, you know what I'm saying? Word. But it was some split my shit. That was my fault, though, because I am a motherfucking mouthpiece saying, and everybody know you get your mouthpiece saying, you know what I'm saying? Your motherfucking teeth can cut through your lips. But, yeah, split my shit. I'm like, little motherfucker, split my shit, you know what I'm saying? I wanted him to little motherfucker up at the time, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, hey, you know, little motherfucker, little hard, motherfucker, you said gonna like. You know what I'm saying? You kind of cut my shit, homie. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it was all love. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. But, man, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a hell of a fight, man. Definitely a hell of a fight, man. Like, I can't wait to see it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how the motherfucker, I don't care how much the fun for the fight is. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying for it because I'm definitely going to support my boy Regis. But I'm not going to lie. He's definitely in a tough one. He's in a tough one. I'm not going to say he's in a cakewalk. He's going up against the former undisputed 135 pound champion.
Yeah, man. You
know what I'm saying? So, man.
I just really hope it's a great fight. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think it's going to be a great fight. I'm not saying it's not going to be a great fight. I think it's definitely going to be a great fight. But,
I think that's what the casual boxing fans is looking for. We just looking for great fights. You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
You know, Just get in the ring and fight, man. I get it. You know, there's a lot of politics with the boxing and all that, but, like, we just want to see great fights. That's all.
I mean, that's what most people want to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like I said, this is a fight that I definitely think is not being promoted enough.
Why that is, though, Seth?
I mean, I think just certain fighters just get certain promotions behind them. And then especially, like, what I think is making a lot of promoters like not put that much into it like they used to back in the day, because, man, a lot of people were like stealing fights, you know what I'm saying, like streaming and all this shit. So it's taking money up out of, you know what I'm saying, fighters' pockets, because my streams can be this much, but, or my pay-per-view buys can be this much, but it's not this much because, you know what I'm saying, I probably got over, let's say 800 pay-per-view buys. But I got another 7,000, who illegally stream my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Those
illegal streams don't show up on your buys. You know what I'm saying? So people going to be like, hey, man, only such and such tune into your fight. But that's not... Let's not say only 800,000 tuned into it, because we can't keep track of the illegal streams. So we don't know how many people tune into it.
But why is Haney the A card on this, right?
That's what I don't get. I think Haney's the A side on the card only because I feel like
but you ain't even a chance.
Yeah, I feel like it's accolades, man. You know what I'm saying? Like what he accomplished at 35. But what I don't get is, why are you giving this man that A-side bump what he accomplished at 35? We're not fighting at fucking 35. Word. We're fighting at 40.
He getting home field advantage. Yeah, home it's field. Like in fucking, what, yeah. Oakland or some shit? San Fran?
Yeah, San Fran. I think it's in San Fran. He's definitely getting home
home court advantage. So Regis, but Regis is not, he's not, he's not.
He don't sell as much, maybe?
No. Regis is not, he's not unfamiliar with fighting in enemy territory.
All right.
So, I definitely think it's definitely going to be a great gem, but, man, we gonna see, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's more talks to come up on that. But you know what I'm saying? In the meantime, between time.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
But he's not looked at as the A side. And then also because Haney's name is a little bigger than Regis.
Yeah, it's gonna sell more tickets.
So it's definitely gonna sell more. But we're gonna see how the pay-per-view buy is gonna be, because it's definitely pay-per-view. So we definitely gonna see how the pay-per-view buy is gonna be. Mm. And if he can, this is pretty much I'm not gonna lie, how they writing it up and how they organizing and everything. This is pretty much a coming out for Haney
in the 140.
Yeah, and then to prove if this fight can do some decent pay-per-view numbers, mm-hmm. then he can prove to the tanks out there that I'm a competitor when it comes to these pay-per-view buys as well.
So where is it? Because Showtime is no longer doing the pay-per-view or whatever. So what is this going through? DAZN or whatever?
This is DAZN, because Regis is with DAZN. And Haney, Haney's not really with nobody. Haney, that's why you see sometimes Haney fight on, he fought on Showtime sometimes. Sometimes he fought on DAZN. Sometimes he fought on ESPN.
Oh, okay. Haney, he's his own little promoter, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, Haney, he's his own boss.
Yeah. So Haney
much
go,
respect.
Haney go where the money goes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't know, man. Like I said, it's definitely going to be a tough fight for Regis, but it's going to be an even tougher fight for Haney, because you got to watch out for that power.
Mm-hmm.
12 rounds and 3 minutes each round for 12 rounds. So,
and that's going to be tough, because he was taking some hits from Lomo, man.
Yeah. And Lomo is not even a 35 fucking pounder. Mm-hmm. Lomo is really a fucking 26 pounder. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who moved up. Not really moved up, but blew up, you know what I'm saying, to a 35-pounder. You know what I'm saying? He don't have that power that a 35-pounder, like a tank or even a Kambosis, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But we going to see, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's definitely a fight that has been on a few people's radar. So we definitely going to see how that plays out, man. You know what I mean?
What do you think about Teofimo Lopez and Haney? He said he turned the fight down with Haney. You know, they gave him some little.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like a real offer though.
Yeah, I think Teofimo he's in a good position, only because he's coming off that win against Taylor, and like they say in boxing, you're only as good as your last win, and he beat someone who was also formerly undisputed 140-pound champion.
Hmm.
So beating somebody like that, and that's the only guy that beat Regis. So beating somebody, and Haney is fighting the person who Josh Taylor beat. So that gives Teofimo a little cockiness to say, dude, you fighting the person that beat the person that I fought. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, I just look at it like, at the end of the day, everybody at that weight need to fight.
Yeah.
Do I think Teofimo can beat Haney? Yeah. The right Teofimo.
Yeah, because you said once before, like, depending on which one show up.
Yeah, because if, like, we also seen Teofimo show up that fought Kambosos and got beat.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Haney show on two occasions even going to this man's backyard on two occasions, taking the title from this man.
Old staff.
By outboxing him.
Yeah, man.
So Devin Haney's shown that he can outbox this man that you struggled with. So if that Teofimo show up, the Teofimo that's going in there cocky, like I'm about to knock your ass the fuck out, you don't belong here with me. If that Teo show up, then no, he's gonna get fucking outboxed. You know what I'm saying? He's not gonna look like he need to be in the ring with a Haney on that night.
Yeah, with that Kambosa, he was just going in there trying to knock him out. If he would have boxed like he did with, who was it, Lomo?
Yeah, Lomo.
He would have, man.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't stick to the game plan. No. I think that's definitely not the game plan that him and his father drew up.
Word.
I think that he deviated from it and just started doing his own thing, felt like he could knock the man out. And then he also got dropped in that fight, running into some shit that you trying so hard to knock this man out, and you ran in on this man.
Yeah, man.
And got your ass caught with some shit. You know what I'm saying? So this man, he made you have to respect him. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we're going to see how the fight's looking, but I don't think that, going back to what your question was with Teofimo, with the fight with him and Haney, I think that Teofimo, he feel like since he beat Josh Taylor, he can ask for these astronomical numbers now. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I want motherfucking $30 million for a fucking fight. Hey, man, you ain't doing pay-per-view buys like that, man. Ain't nobody doing numbers like that. You know what I'm saying? And Tank doing numbers like that.
Right.
But I also think Tank doing numbers like that because we going off his last performance. Last performance was against Ryan Garcia.
I feel like you can't ask for something if you not really sound like Shakur wanting, the 50-50. Like, you can't ask for, if you not putting that many asses in the seats.
No.
You got to take what, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say you got to take what they going to give you, but you got to show that you're worthy of it. You got to show that I can sell seats. I can put asses in seats. I can I can do pay-per-view buys. I can do that. You have to show you can do it. If you don't show you can do it, these promoters gonna be in it like they're really losing money. And ain't no promoters trying to get in this game to lose money. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make money. You mean? But we gonna get into, hold up, man. I still want to talk about the motherfucking I forgot what is being themed fucking damn, what the fuck is this card called, man?
Oh, you talking about with the Joshua?
Yeah, man, that's gonna be a hell of a card, man. We got Deontay Wilder on that card. We got
Anthony Joshua,
Joseph Parker, Otuwale, or Otuwalin, I think that's his name. Also got Gerald Miller. That's the real big baby. That was the first big baby. Versus, what's his name? The guy who fucking just lost to Usyk. The one who so-called hit.
Oh, the dude from like England, brother.
Yeah. He's fighting him. And I think Gerald Miller, I think his punches is his combinations, man. That's a heavyweight that throw combination. That's a heavyweight that move his hands, man. But
where that card taking place? In Vegas?
I think that card is in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia trying to put on them fights, man.
Hey, they giving these motherfuckers the bag. I'm saying. Why not?
If
motherfuckers bringing a bag like that, especially for these heavyweights, see, I think what they're trying to do though, they really trying to promote that fight with Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua. That's the fight that they want.
Yeah, man.
So that fight is well overdue.
Yeah, that's like the Errol and Terrence Crawford, man. Yeah, like, we've been waiting for that Joshua and fucking Wilder fight, man, for a minute.
So, seeing that fight is definitely in the makes of
being put together.
Definitely. I'm trying to think. It's been a mix been put together. Now we know that Joshua is fighting a former opponent of Tyson Fury. And Deontay Wilder is fighting a former champion of Joseph Parker. I don't know if you're familiar with Joseph Parker, but Joseph Parker, he's
not really.
Man, he's a hell of a competitor. He's a great boxer, you know what I'm saying? It's a heavyweight that can move. He move, you know what I'm saying? Let his hands go. I think his last fight was he lost to I'm not sure if it's his last fight, but I know he lost to Dubois. No, was it Dubois? No. Not Dubois. He lost to what the fuck is his name, man? Slow ass fucking heavyweight, man. Move like he's like, he remind me of fucking George Foreman, man. Mm. I can't think of his fucking name right now.
How'd he lose in points?
Nah.
Knockout?
Got knocked out.
What?
Yeah. Matter of fact, let me look that shit up because I don't want to be out here, man, just saying bullshit. And damn, what's his name? Yeah, man, he lost to, let's see, what's his name? Get that, but he lost to there you go. Go back. He lost to Joe Joyce. Mm. Now, Joe Joyce, he's fucking slow as fuck, man. But he fucking punch hard. He just keep coming forth. He ain't got no real slickness, no real head movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just fucking walk your ass down and beat your ass like a fucking drum, man. You know what I'm saying? And he lost to him, man. Let me see how did he lose him. I believe it was knockout, though. I think it was his only knockout loss. Let me make sure. I don't want to be reporting false news, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He lost by knockout. But he picked up a few more wins after that. Picked up about three more wins after that. But I'm trying to see. I was trying to think that who's in a tougher fight, though. Would it be Deontay Wilder? Or would it be Anthony Joshua? Like I said, Anthony Joshua was in there. In my opinion, I feel like Anthony Joshua is in a tougher fight because he's in there with somebody who went the distance with the lineal heavyweight champion of the world right now. And Ian cut him over the eye. You know what I'm saying? Gave him a tough fight.
Yeah, man.
So, and then we all seen that this guy is like, I'm not going to say he's a late replacement, but he's a, you know, late replacement. I mean, and we all seen how Anthony Joshua would do with late replacements when he fought Andy Ruiz, late replacement, got knocked out.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You know what I'm saying? And then came back and won a rematch, but you know what I'm saying? Needless to say, he got knocked out.
Yeah, man.
And then we saw how he do with boxing. The O.T. Wilene, he's definitely on. He can move a little bit. He's a little bit of a boxer, and he can take a decent punch. You know what I'm saying? Because Tyson Fury, he's not a Deontay Wilder type puncher, but he can punch. So, we seen how Anthony Joshua do with boxers.
Right.
Lost back to back against Usyk, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, on the other hand, we got Deontay Wilder. He can be getting outboxed.
Yeah, man.
But needless to say, at the end of the day, the motherfucker got the equalizer.
That right hand.
He got some shit. I seen him hit motherfuckers and motherfuckers start having seizures in that motherfucker.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, that motherfucker just hit that hard, man. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's in a tougher fight? Mm. In my opinion, like I said, I feel like it's Anthony Joshua. But they both are in there with live dogs because I think on that night, they both are coming. They both are in there with people who's looking to come to win the fight, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I want to see in the heavyweight division the new big baby, Jared Anderson, man. I want to see him get in the ring with somebody.
Yeah, I just think he needs to fight more people who's going to test him, man. You know what I'm saying? Fight more people that's going to test him. Fight more title challengers and gatekeepers and shit like that. And then gradually move your way up there. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he need to get in there with no I forgot this man's name. They was looking to make the fight with him I'm not gonna say looking to make the fight. They was talking about him making a fight with what's his guy's name? Zane. Big Zane, you know what I'm saying? He's an Asian motherfucker, but motherfucker crack. He knocked out Joe Joyce ass twice, and I say knocked him out ugly, man. Man knocked his ass out ugly. The first time he knocked him out, motherfucker thought it was like, you know, a fluke. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? But when you go in there in the rematch, the same thing in an even quicker fashion, I ain't want no fluke. You know what I'm saying?
It was the truth.
Yeah, motherfucker, hey, the truth. You know what I'm saying? Not the motherfucker out for real. So I'm like, hey, man, at the end of the day, Big Zane don't need to be in there with Big Baby. You know what I'm saying? Was it Anderson? He don't need to be in there with him, man. Like, not at all. You know what I'm saying? It's too young in his career. Plus, he's the young cat, man. I think he's still in his early 20s.
Yeah,
man.
He's young, man.
He's a young cat.
I think he's fucking up though, man. I seen on the news. Not on the news. My brother-in-law sent me an article. He got locked up for a gun charge recently. You seen that shit?
Yeah, man, I think all these motherfucking bosses get locked up with gun charges. A minute ago, shit. I think they had called Haney out there in Cali with a gun charge.
God damn.
But shit, how that saying go? It's best to get caught with it than shit caught without it.
Straight up, most definitely.
I mean, you looking at yourself as, you know what I'm saying, like you know, you're a target, man.
Oh yeah.
But I look at it like this: here, you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna be out there like that, and you feel like you need a gun, why the fuck you out there?
Or just get you security. Yeah. Make your money. Get you somebody to.
Yeah. No, it's going to definitely take that charge for you. You, because at this point right now, you the bag.
Exactly. You know
so don't fumble yourself.
Exactly.
On some, I'm just trying to be out here protecting myself. No, that's why, you know, who going to protect you? I always looked at it like this. Look, when, you know what I'm saying? Like I was, you know what I'm saying, going out and shit like that. I always looked at it like this. If I didn't take a gun with me, maybe that's the spot I don't need to be in tonight. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
If I got to go out and I got to take a gun with me, no matter where I'm going, if I was going over, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, if I was going to the club with my homeboys, or if I was going over a female's house, you know what I'm saying? If I got to take a gun with me, shit, I ain't nothing good enough to die for. Shit,
Hell no.
Last time I checked, you only get one of these lives, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no motherfucking do-over, you know what I'm saying? I can't say no motherfucking Mario. I can't eat a motherfucking mushroom and come back, goddamn
like
it. I can't do that. So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I looked at like, if I got to take a gun with me, nah, it's best if I don't even go, you know what I mean?
Most deaf.
That's how I looked at it, man.
Most deaf.
But I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Like these great fights are to come. These great fights are coming up, man.
Hell yeah. 2024, hopefully it's a great year for boxing, man.
I know it's going to be a great year. If you end in 2023 like this, man, like we had the Errol Spence fight. We had
Tank and Garcia.
We had Charlo and Canelo. Mm-hmm. We had Benavidez Andres, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We having Regis and motherfucking Haney in the heavyweight division. We finna have all these Deontay Wilder, Joseph Parker, Anthony Joshua, you know what I'm saying?
And even the Ngannou and fucking Fury was fucking.
Man, hey, yeah. Hey, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
hell yeah, did numbers. Yeah, yeah, surprised a lot of motherfuckers.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Man, like 2023 was a fucking great.
It really was, man.
For boxing, man.
You got me in love with boxing, man.
And I think to kick off 2024, you got to start with a motherfucking big ass
bang. Straight up.
You have to, man. You have to. Matter of fact, before we, you know what I'm saying, leave, man, look here, man. A lot of people were talking about it, man. What you think?
Talk to me.
about the fight that happened last week. Was it last week? Yeah, last week with Benavidez and Andres, man. And do you think Canelo should fight Benavidez next?
Okay, I was disappointed because I really was hoping Boo-Boo, you know, would have came with, you know, just a little more. Like, I was excited when the fight started. He was moving. He was that awkwardness. I'm like, yeah, all right. But, you know, Benavidez just put that pressure on him, and he was out of there, man. And so I was disappointed. But Canelo Benavidez, I would love to see it. I don't like to say boxers be ducking, but I really feel like, you know, they like to wait for a certain time. You know, I don't know if it's to build up a fight, but I don't see the Canelo and Benavidez, man.
I think I heard in like some interviews that Benavidez said that he even fight Charlo as a stay busy fight, and then fight Canelo in September. They know Canelo only fight on 2 days. Canelo only fight on Cinco de Mayo, and then he fight, I think, on Mexican Independence Day, which is in like September. He only fight 2 days out of the year. So he feel like already that Canelo's not fighting him next. And in my opinion, no, I don't think Canelo's fighting him next. I think Canelo's gonna have somewhat of to most fans of a lackluster opponent, somebody who we don't want to see him in that with, because we'd rather see him in that with Benavidez.
Right.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, if he didn't fight Benavidez next, but also to capitalize on it, chose to fight David Morrell, I accept that. I accept that only because David Morrell, in my opinion, he don't deserve a Canelo fight. But that's just a, let me get him out the way, because I know that eventually he's going to come up as one of those people. Once I beat Benavidez, oh, David Morrell is next. Why don't you fight him? Because it's always going to be somebody that they want you to fight. Always somebody, man. Always somebody. They always want to try to get, because after they pay so much and so many years to see you fight, and you keep winning, keep winning, at some point, they ain't going to want you to win no more.
They
want to
see you lose.
Now they want to see you lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They want to see you lose now. You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing with Floyd. They paid so long to see this man win. Then he got so cocky. Now I'm just paying attention. I want somebody to whoop his ass. I want somebody to just knock this motherfucker the fuck off. They don't want to see him win no more.
I ain't gonna front. I wanted to see him lose after a while, man. It was like, damn, it's, yeah. You know.
So I think that's how it is with Canelo.
Didn't he sign like a 3-fight? Yeah,
he signed
a
3-fight
deal
with PBC. So he got one fight out the way, which was Charlo.
Okay.
Now the next fight, he got two more fights. And I don't think, in my opinion, I think if Canelo, I'm not gonna say he's not gonna go down as. Some people were saying that if he don't fight Benavidez, he won't go down as a legend. You know, he's fucking still a fucking legend. You know what I'm saying? He did way fucking more than fucking the legend that they call a legend, which is Julio Cesar Chavez. He's a fucking legend in Mexico. You know what I'm saying? But Canelo beat way more world champions than him. You know what I'm saying? So, do I think he'll go down as a legend? Yeah. Definitely he'll go down as a legend. Even without having Benavidez on his record, on his resume. Benavidez need Canelo more than Canelo need Benavidez.
Most deaf.
Because at the end of the day, once Canelo beat Benavidez, no matter how young or how old Canelo is, they're going to always want to throw another young, hungry challenger in there to dethrone this man. That's just how boxing is, man. Yeah. They don't never want to give you your flowers while you're on top.
That's what they're trying to do with Crawford, man. Like, you know, they want that what's my man from Philly?
Boots.
Yeah. That's why they want to see that.
I don't think Boots is ready for a fight like that. I think Terrence Crawford win that fight.
I do too, man.
Boots.
I do too. I like Boots' style. I like, you know, he got power, but Crawford's a scientist in that ring, man.
Because Boots, he's a champion. You know, he's a champion now. He's email champion. But after Devin Haney's not champion no more at 35.
Yeah, they took it, right.
No. They took his they didn't really take the WBC. They kind of did. They said if he took the fight with Regis, then they're gonna take it. So yeah,
he lost losing that shit.
But the WBC, that's the fight. That's the title that Shakur fought for, and that lackluster performance he just did.
So
Shakur,
real.
He's a 135-pound WBC champion right now. So Devin Haney, I believe he had three more titles, which was the IBF, the WBO, and the WBA. So you know, once he told them that he's moving up to
140,
he relinquished all his titles. I guess supposedly they elevated Tank up to WBA super champion now. So he was an email champion.
Oh, he was an email champion?
Now he's an email champion, but guess what Tank said? Tank said, man, I don't want that shit.
Tank said, I don't want that shit, man.
Yeah, that's what Tank said, fuck that. Nah, we talk about email champions over here. I don't want that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep the motherfucking title. No. And then, matter of fact, Tank already said in the past, you know what I'm saying? He don't really fight for titles. Tank fight for the money. He don't need the titles. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Tank don't need the titles, man.
I mean, what them fucking titles mean anyway? Like, you just paying some
sanctioning
people to have
fees
a belt?
And sanctioning bodies and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? You paying all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You people understand, especially like the casual boxing fans, they think you win a title. When you sign up to fight for the title, man, you really pay for that belt.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? You pay for that belt. Yes. They take the money out of your purse. You have to pay the sanctioning bodies to fight for that title. Win, lose, or draw, you still pay the sanctioning bodies to fight for that title. You win it, and you really won it, but you really bought it because they took the money out of your purse.
And then you got to keep paying to have it.
Every time you fight, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got to get their cut. You can't leave them out, man. They need their money. Shit, definitely. So that's how sanctioning bodies make their money. From motherfuckers who win titles and motherfuckers who want to fight for titles. You know what I'm saying? That's how they make their money.
Like some mafia shit, extorting motherfuckers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's why Errol Spence, you know, leading up to their fight with Terrence Crawford, that's why he made a big deal when he was saying, like, what the fuck y'all doing with this money? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all because y'all, I'm paying the WBC, I'm paying the IBF, I'm paying, the only one you don't pay is the Ring Magazine.
That's the one that means something.
Yeah, definitely. You know that's the one mean? That's the one that means the most.
Word.
I don't know, man. It's just great fights to happen. More great fights to happen next year. Great fights is gonna end this year.
Hell, man. Looking forward to it, man.
Definitely. Before we end this show, hold on.
You are now Beyond the Gloves podcast. You are now.
Definitely. Also, before we end, man, you know, I gotta ask you, man.
Talk to me.
Hey, I gotta ask you, you know, because it's happening.
What's up?
Saturday, December 9th. Because all my shows, I tell people my picks and my predictions, man. Who you going with, man? We got Devin the Dream Haney, you know what I'm saying? And we got, you know, Regis Rougarou Progray, you know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
If you ain't know.
How about that?
I ain't got no chin.
You just got dropped against a nigga nobody ever heard of.
Ooh.
You're 34. I'm 24.
Yeah. We in the same position, dickhead.
December 9th, live on DAZN pay-per-view. The best will take on the best.
Yes, sir.
Devin Haney, the undefeated former undisputed 135-pound title holder, will challenge Regis Progray, the WBC 140-pound champion, and the man that many believe is the number one fighter in the junior welterweight division.
Who you going with, man?
I got Haney on points.
It's going. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo.
No, man. No, man. I definitely, definitely, man. I'm going with Regis, man. I like boxers in fights, man. And I'm always going with the boxer. This is the only time I'm going against the grain. Cause it's definitely it's mapped up for they drew it up for Haney. It's just Haney really big 140 pound coming out fight, you know what I'm saying? So this is Devin Haney, 140 pound coming out fight, coming out against a fucking lion and Regis fucking Progray, the fucking Ruger Rule. Those who don't know what the fucking Ruger Rule is, that's the fucking boogeyman, the boogeyman of fucking Louisiana, the swamp monster. Fucking boogeyman. So he's a fucking boogeyman of the 140 pound division. Now, like I said, I like boxers in fights, but I'm going with the puncher this time because the puncher that's in this fight, he's also a fucking puncher slash boxer. He can fucking box too.
Oh shit.
And I'm also going with him because a lot of motherfuckers, I've been hearing a lot of podcasts. I ain't going to call them out. I ain't calling no names out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't calling no names out because you got some Devin Dream fanboys out there. I ain't calling no names out because I would not give them this credit, Ness. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I would not give them this credit. You know what I'm saying? On the boxing voice. I would not give them this credit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't giving my man Regis a chance.
Damn.
They basically looking at like he's not a live dog in this fight. When? What I don't understand is, why the fuck y'all talking about him like this now when he was going up against Zepeda, Josh Taylor, everybody who's fucking going up against. Regis is the fucking dog. Regis is the fucking monster. Regis is a fucking boogeyman. Even when he was in that motherfucking Super 6 tournament, man, Regis is a fucking beast. Even a fight where he lost against Taylor, it was a fucking toss-up fight. He's fucking fighting in Taylor's backyard. Taylor was going to get the motherfucking... If the fight went the decision, in my mind, the fight went the decision, Taylor was going to win. Hometown decision. The fight could have went fucking either way. Mm. If the fight was on U.S. soil, not even in Louisiana, but just... let's say the fight was in Vegas. Regis was going to walk away with that win. Definitely was going to walk away with that win. You know what I'm saying? But that's his only knock. Which is I only be looking at like a loss on his record. It was a lesson because he came back after that and started fucking knocking everybody the fuck out. Mm. Nigga ain't shit going the motherfucking distance no more. Start knocking anybody the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Even he fought Ivan Radcash, you know what I'm saying? I think after that fight too. And nigga took a fucking dive. Nigga started complaining about getting hit with low blow. Nigga fucking got hit with a body shot. The body shot didn't even fucking land clean. Body shot was fucking blocked. The nigga dived on the ring and started rolling around on the mat.
God damn, get your
whole ass
see
up.
That one, shit.
Yeah, he just wanted to way out the fight because, you know, the motherfucking Ruger Rule was fucking coming on, even hungry. And he's fucking old, fucking stretch this man out.
So,
like,
shit, I might have fucked up with my pick, huh?
I ain't going to say you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you ain't fuck up, man. You.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to say you. We ain't gonna say that, but I'm gonna say, look, Devin Haney, he's definitely a live dog in the fight, man. He's definitely a live dog in the fight. I'm going with Regis, man, only because I know he can do a lot more than what the Haney seen him do. And he also he's the puncher, man. He have the equalizer. Haney don't have the equalizer.
Okay, so we gonna see.
Saturday night. It's on and popping. Regis, Rugeru, I'm saying Regis' name first because nigga, man, fuck a Haney. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with Regis, man. They treating this man like he's a fucking ASAP. No, fucking nigga, the Rugeru is the fucking ASAP. He's the motherfucking champion. Where I come from, nigga, the champion was always the motherfucking ASAP. So Regis, Rugeru, Progray, going up against Devin. The dream, he gonna dream he won this shit. This is gonna be a fucking nightmare for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Devin, the wish you had a dream, which is gonna become a nightmare, Haney.
That's what we going up against, you know what I'm saying? So I'm picking Regis, motherfucking, Rougarou, motherfucking, Pearl Grey. That's how we gonna fucking cap that off. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Great, great motherfucking podcast, you know what I'm saying? Great, my boy, you know what I'm saying? Handing me on this motherfucking show, you know what I'm saying? Until then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Okay.
A nigga never learn to say. I be ballin' anyway. God don't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistakes. A nigga never learn to say.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
This life is give and take.
Needed something wavy to get my point across. I work for myself, so I guess I work for a boss. Look up at the scoreboard to tell you who took the loss. Aiming at your Adam's apple, turn it to applesauce. Hellcast and turn Peter Street in the motor.